O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Do you like to read letters or write letters? I like to read letters. I like to read the letters to the editors in newspapers and magazines. Now, I often disagree with the opinions expressed there, but I like to see how people state their beliefs and share their feelings in written form. I also like to write letters. Often I find that I can organize my thoughts better in writing than I can in speaking. Once upon a time, early in my pastoral career, I had a reputation as a notorious letter writer, regularly sending off blistering letters to Lutheran journals when I had a theological bone to pick with something they said. I've mellowed since then. If John the Baptist ever wrote or received any letters, they have not been preserved for us. If he did write or receive letters, they might have been quite interesting. I invite you to imagine along with me some whimsical letters that might have come across or from John's desk. Dear John, my name is Jonas Schlock, and I am with the Palestinian Talent Agency. I've caught your act around the Jordan a few couple of times, and I gotta tell you, I like your shtick. You've got real commercial potential. We're talking big time here. I see televangelism in your future. But you do need some training. Yeah, you've got the world at your feet right now, hanging on your every word. But if you're going to increase your market share, there's a few minor adjustments we need to make. First, drop the camel hair coat. That stuff's for country bumpkins. If you're going to play the big time, you need a Brooks Brothers suit. Second, look at what you're saying here. Last week, I heard you call your audience a brood of vipers. Johnny, sweetheart, never insult your audience. You're much too heavy. People don't want to hear about sin and what's wrong with the world and all that stuff. Lighten up. Tell a few jokes. Put on a happy face. Make everyone think they're okay and that the world's okay, and you'll be riding the gravy train. You got to yell at somebody, yell at the Roman soldiers or the tax collectors. Everybody hates them anyway. And may I respectfully suggest that you look into preaching about health and wealth. That's the wave of the future. Hey, I got to run. I'm cutting a deal with a magician in Athens. But if you're interested and willing to play ball, then give me a call. We could really go places together. I'm looking forward to sharing a percentage of the gross with you. Cordially, Jonas. John responds, Dear Mr. Schlock, thank you for your generous offer and what I'm sure you meant as compliments, but I am not interested. You just don't get me. That's not really surprising. Almost no one does. I dress the way I do to show my continuity with Elijah, that prophet of old, who, inspired by the Holy Spirit, spoke the word of God. And God's word is a word of judgment. It's a word of hope, too, but you have to hear the judgment first. How can we love a Lord who saves us from sin unless we're first thoroughly convinced that we're sinners? Believe it or not, I like people, and I want people to like me just like everyone does. But my job is not to make people feel good about themselves. It's not to tell them how nice they are and could they pretty please be just a little nicer. Something burns inside of me, and I must speak out. I must condemn the folly of our human ways. I must witness to the majesty of Almighty God and call people to get in line with him. I hope you get it soon, because if you don't... There, I did it again, didn't I? Sincerely, John. another letter to John. Dear John, it is I, Jebediah, your faithful servant and disciple, or should I say, former disciple. I'm writing to tell you that I am leaving our group. I'm following Jesus now. You know, John, that I've been with you since the first, and how I hoped that you would be the Messiah. Your message that God is doing something new in our world, and that we all need to repent, to confess our sins and renounce them, and commit ourselves to doing a better job of following God's law, that really hit a responsive chord with me. Jesus seems to say many of the same things you do, but he even takes them a step or two farther. Please understand, John, I'm not rejecting you. You're the greatest prophet in the world so far. But Jesus, he's something more. Could he be the fulfillment of all that we've hoped for? Perhaps he is the Messiah. So I must follow him. I know you'll understand. With abiding admiration, Jeb. John responds again. Dear Jebediah, of course I understand. I've always known that my role was to prepare the way for someone else, someone greater than me. It's a burden I bear, but it's also my joy. My baptism is merely symbolic. It's only water. One who is coming who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. My words will pass away, but his word lasts forever. I must become lesser so that he can become greater. This is God's will. So be it. Go with my blessing. John. Yet another letter to John. Dear John, as a palace guard, I could get in a lot of trouble for telling you this, but we've always been friends, and I've got your back. The things you're saying are upsetting a lot of people around here. I don't think anybody will try to take you down soon. You're too popular, and they need the support of the people. But your criticism of the royal family's morals isn't making you any friends in high places. The queen throws a hissy fit every time she hears your name. Dance with these people, John. Don't get involved in what doesn't concern you. Don't lose your head over this. With concern, Ahaz. Again, John responds. Dear Ahaz, thank you for your concern, but it's a pretty poor prophet that can't say what he knows to be true. And it's a pretty poor faith that doesn't lead to action and sacrifice. I will not, I cannot be quiet. I won't accommodate God's law to the whims of the people. God has spoken. We must believe and obey. I will go on calling a sin, whether people like it or not. They'd have to cut my head off to shut me up. Defiantly, John. Shortly thereafter, John writes, I am in prison, and it's likely I will never leave alive. There's just one thing I need to know. Has the Christ arrived? Did God deliver the promised Messiah, or has my life and work been in vain? And please go to my kinsman, Jesus of Nazareth, and ask him if he is indeed God's anointed one, or should we go on looking? I anxiously await your answer, John. John's disciple Simeon writes back, Dear John, we took your question to Jesus. How powerfully he speaks and what wonders he does. He said, Go tell John what you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the dead are raised, and wonder of wonders, the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. What do you think, John? As for me, I believe. Sincerely, Simeon. John writes, one final time, to my disciples and whomever it may concern. You don't have to be a prophet to see that I'm going to die soon. You can trust the word of a condemned man. I have no reason to lie. I have lived my life being faithful to my calling. To do less would be an insight to Almighty God. My life has not been easy. My task was to hold a mirror up to the world so that it could see its sinfulness. From experience, I can tell you that does not make one popular. But that's what God wanted me to do, so I did it, whatever the cost. My life has been about pointing to the coming of the Son of God, and I know him now to be Jesus. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is God incarnate. We should listen to him and learn from him. Above all, we should worship and praise him. Without him, there is no life worth living anyway. In Jesus, there is salvation and redemption. I urge you now, as I always have, to repent of your sins and be prepared for Jesus' glorious appearing. Remember your baptism and open your hearts to him anew every day. In Christ, you will find peace. My only concern now is for Jesus himself. I worry, if they kill me, what will they do to him? Only God knows. But come what may, even as I face my death, I am convinced that Jesus is our only hope, and God is going to do great things through him. My children, keep the faith. In the name of Christ, whose servant I am, John. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.